This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Two legislatures may affect the future of the war in Iraq. One is Iraq's own parliament, which is supposed to help reconcile Iraqi factions. Its leaders are getting a visit from Vice President Cheney, and his requests include this one. Please do not take a two-month vacation this summer with so much to do.
The other key legislature is here in Washington. That's where lawmakers are still debating funding for the war. President Bush vetoed a war funding bill that would have brought home some troops, so the House is working on a new bill that would give the president some of the money he wants now, but force him to come back in July for the rest. And that's prompting another veto threat. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Democrats say they want to fund the troops in Iraq while making it clear the president no longer has a free hand regarding the war. They tried to tie the money to timelines for troop withdrawals. Mr. Bush vetoed that. Now the Democrats' approach is not timelines for the troops, but new controls on how money is paid out to the Pentagon. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Rahm Emanuel says it's a response to what Congress is hearing from the people.
They think both more troops, more time, and more money will just give us more of the same.
Emanuel and other House leaders are working on legislation that would provide war funding totaling $30 billion to cover the coming 2 months. The president would then have to come back for another $53 billion in July to cover the rest of the fiscal year that ends in September.
You well know that what's happening on the ground in Iraq is changing rapidly, and so it gives us the opportunity to respond accordingly, both to what we're hearing from our constituents, our desire to be honest to the notion that the sense that we need new policy initiatives that haven't been seen.
Response to the Democratic proposal came quickly yesterday from Florida Congressman Adam Putnam, the number three Republican leader in the House.
That is an irresponsible approach. We do not fund wars incrementally 60 days at a time.
And there was this from the White House, where Press Secretary Tony Snow simply called it bad management.
What it does is it denies you the ability for the long-range planning and procurement necessary, and it creates instability and uncertainty in daily operations that really is not consistent with a fully effective military operation.
Snow, aboard Air Force One this morning as the president flew to survey tornado damage in Kansas, said if the short-term Iraq funding bill passes in its current form, the president will veto it. The White House calls the proposed legislation, quote, an unfortunate action. Snow also stressed that it's important for funds to be committed through the end of the fiscal year. That brings us through September, a month mentioned this week by House Republican leader John Boehner. He spoke on Fox News Sunday about measuring benefits from the increase in U.S. troops now underway.
By the time we get to September, October, members are going to want to know how well this is working, and if it isn't, what's plan B?
By yesterday on Capitol Hill, Republicans seemed to be backing off that time frame, saying it was too soon to predict what things would look like in the fall. Here's House Minority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri.
Yeah, let's see what happens in August and September and June and July. We've got a new commander. We've got a new plan. Anticipating what the members are going to think 30 days from now or 120 days from now is impossible to do with any certainty.
That new commander, General David Petraeus, is to provide a status report in September on the impact troop increases are having in Iraq. That report could bring new life to the president's strategy, or it could bring the day when congressional opposition to the war becomes truly bipartisan. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.